Detainees in immigration detention centres around the country will be allowed to keep mobile phones. A federal court ruling today put an end to efforts by the Turnbull government to confiscate the link to the outside world. Peter Lloyd was in court for the judgment. He joins me in the studio. Peter, what's the background to this decision?
Linda, it's been a drawn-out dispute between Border Force and detainees over more than a year. Lawyers and advocates for them have long insisted that having the phone is a fundamental human right for them, for those people in detention. It's a way of staying in touch with people managing the cases on the outside. The government, however, they've been arguing that this is more of a law and order issue. When he was in charge at Border Force, you might remember Roman Quadlig. He told Senate estimates that phones were tools of smuggling and contraband. Now, the human rights lawyer George Newhouse won an injunction temporarily preventing the government from confiscating phones early last year. That case has been making its way through the courts. And during the case, it was heard that back in 2016, an internal minute was drawn up by Border Force staffers that said for security and safety purposes, a mobile phone should be classified as a controlled item. And it was in November of that year, 2016, that the decision was made to implement the policy under a codename Operation Ramantam. That was enforced from the 21st of November in 2016. Now, that decision was then challenged by lawyers for two detainees at the time on the basis that this was a blanket policy that was invalid because there was no provision in law that the authorised Border Force staffers had to confiscate phones. The judges in the court agreed. They found the government's officials and their representatives could not mandatorily take property from people, including lifelines, they called them, such as mobile phones. And so people from in the immigration detention centres will now have the right to keep their mobile phones. Here's George Newhouse outside the Supreme Court in Sydney today.
Public officials need a legal power in order to search you and take your property. And in this case, they found that the blanket policy of taking people's mobile phones was not expressly permitted under Section 252 of the Migration Act, and it wasn't justified by any other provision of the Migration Act, such as the power to detain or to maintain immigration detention centres.
Why do you believe the government wants the mobile phones?
Look, I see it as part of the criminalisation of being in immigration detention. You're seeing it under Trump in the United States, and you're seeing it here. Gone are the days when people were asylum seekers and treated with sympathy and care. We're now seeing a criminalisation and a dehumanisation of asylum seekers, and this is all part of it. It's also a denial of their ability to talk to their advisors, their lawyers, and just part of a dehumanisation campaign.
Human rights lawyer George Newhouse. Peter, the government's view, have they made any comment and where does it go now?
Yes, on today's court loss, Border Force issued a one-line statement tonight saying that the department is currently reviewing the judgment that was handed down. But the government is not being deterred by this. It has legislation before the parliament to ban phones in onshore immigration detention centres. The Border Force Commissioner Michael Outram has highlighted what he says is the potential for mobile phones to be used to organise criminal activities outside the centres, such as escapes, threats to detainees from others outside, and to escalate disturbances within the network. He also says that in the last year, there were 1,700 instances of contraband found in immigration detention centres.
Peter Lloyd, thanks very much.